Well, as I promised y'all, tonight we are going to look at something quite practical, and we're going to slow down a little bit. Cute play on words, and that will play into what I'm going to be sharing, because tonight the title of the sharing is Just Breathe. Now, I know that sounds simple, and I had to go into the website audio recordings to make sure that title wasn't taken, because it sounds so simple and even a little cliche, and I didn't find it, at least with my naked eye. But you know what? I honestly think that many of us have forgotten how to slow down. Because life moves fast. We wake up with alarms, we check our phones before we even set our feet on the floor, rush to work, rush home, rush through conversations, rush through meals, and sometimes, who could have thought it, we even rush through our time with God. Heavenly Father, I thank you for today. Please help me get through this day at work, and whatever else. Amen. I mean, a lot of people do that. And we stay busy, we stay distracted, we stay anxious. And before we know it, we're exhausted, not just physically and mentally, but spiritually. And sometimes I really think that God looks at us and lovingly says, just breathe. Not because breathing solves everything, but because slowing down reminds us that God is still God, and we're not, right? There's a verse that almost everyone probably knows on the phone line. I'm sure you all know it. And it's in Psalm 46. Psalm 46, verse 10 says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. See, notice what God says first. He says, be still. He doesn't say run harder. He doesn't say figure everything out. He doesn't say worry until you have all the answers. Because let's face it, none of us are getting all the answers. He simply says, be still. Sometimes we're so busy talking that we forget to what? Listen. We forget to listen. And we all know that from experience, right? Sometimes it's better to listen than to speak. And that's probably why God gave us two ears and one mouth. We're so busy asking God to move that we never stop long enough to notice He already is. Because we live in a society and we live a life where we want answers now. We want immediate answers, immediate healing, immediate direction, immediate results, immediate information. But God often speaks in the quiet moments. I think about Elijah. After all the dramatic things that he experienced, God wasn't in the wind. He wasn't in the earthquake. He wasn't in the fire, right? God spoke through a still small voice. And sometimes the loudest thing in our lives is the noise we've allowed in. Our schedules, our phones, the news, social media, the constant pressure to keep up, to perform, to put on a mask, to pretend like we've got everything under control. Me, me, me. And you know what? If we're not careful of that, all that noise drowns out the voice we need most. Right? I mean, think about Jesus Christ. Jesus himself slowed down. God was with him everywhere he went. And he wasn't in a hurry. People constantly interrupted him. Blind men cried out to him. A woman touched the hem of his garment. And instead of becoming frustrated and in a hurry, you know what he did? He stopped. He noticed people. He gave them his attention. And if Jesus wasn't always in a hurry, I mean, maybe we don't have to be either, right? He's our example. Jesus says something in Matthew 11, starting verse 28. It says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Isn't that something? I really love that phrase, rest unto your souls. There are people who get 8 hours of sleep every night and are still exhausted. Anybody ever know that? Has anybody ever heard that before? Like, people seem to get enough sleep at night, but yet they're still tired and exhausted. That's happened to me too. It still does on occasion. Because what they're missing isn't physical rest. It is emotional soul rest. Hey, you can take a vacation and still carry stress. You can sit on a beach for a couple hours and still have anxiety. Because peace isn't found in a location. Peace is found in a person, right? And his name is Jesus Christ. Philippians 4, verse 6. We know this, right? It says, "Be anxious for nothing. Be careful or be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Notice it says, and we know this section of scriptures, right? We've read it time and time and time again. We always tell people, be anxious for nothing. But you know what? Notice it says that the peace of God passes understanding. In other words, sometimes everything around you says you should be panicking, but somehow you're not. And that's not because life is easy, right? Because God is nearby. Sometimes slowing down is actually an act of faith or believing. When we refuse to slow down, we're often saying, everything depends on me. Me, 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 me. I have to do it all by myself. Oh, I don't need any help. I can do it all by myself. Guess what? Everybody needs some help. We all need help. I don't care if you're the strongest man on earth. I don't care if you're part of the DC Justice League. I don't care if you're Superman, because even Superman needs help. But forgive me, I've been working with superheroes all summer long, so I thought that was kind of cute. But the point is, when we pause, we breathe, right? Because we always breathe. I mean, we have to breathe to stay alive. And when we stop, that is all we're doing, right? I'm going to take a couple seconds right now to go silent. So hang tight. You see, all I was doing during those 3-4 seconds was breathing. Okay? And it's the same idea. When we pray, we're saying, God, this belongs to you. That's why we pray. Yes, we pray, you know, we have prayers of thanksgiving, intercession for other people, intercessory prayer. What about for ourselves? Have you ever lifted up yourself to the Father? I mean, I think about it. We pray for so many people. We have a prayer list and a prayer team of almost, over 40 people or something like that. And, we're constantly praying for those that are on the prayer list. And yes, that's very important. I mean, we've had many, many folks in the body of Christ, in the immediate body of Christ, not to mention those that are a part of God's family that we don't know, but in the immediate body of Christ, there are so many challenges. There's sickness, there's disease, People have been in accidents. People have passed away recently. I mean, you can go on and on and on. And then we also have some emotional problems, myself included. I've got some baggage. You know, I got to give that to the Father. But when we pray, yes, continue to pray for other people, but don't forget about yourself. Okay? And you know what? When people decide that they can do everything by themselves and kind of forget themselves in the process, kind of reminds me of Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lead not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Now, that sounds real simple, right? And this is another section of scriptures that we've read time and time and time and time again over the span of 30, 40, 50 years, however long you've been in the Word. I mean, you've read it, you've taught on it, I've taught on it, we've read it in children's fellowship, it's been in foundational classes, it comes up on little daily devotionals, it's reminded to us by, you know, different folks and fellowships and whatnot, but it is so hard sometimes, because I think it's a common experience for us to be so, what's the word I'm looking for? So enthralled or ensconced in ourselves. We are very self-indulgent beings. And yes, you know, it like I mentioned before, you can't forget about yourself in prayer. But when it comes to this section of Scripture, we often forget to consult with the Heavenly Father and acknowledge him in all of our ways, because we like understanding as human beings. We love to be in control, and we love to know what's going to happen next. But you know what God says? Trust me anyways. Something else. Have you ever noticed that when Peter walked on the water, everything changed the moment he started looking at the wind instead of looking at Jesus, right? The storm didn't suddenly become stronger. You know what did change was his focus. Peter's focus changed. Instead of focusing on Jesus, and, you know, when Jesus said, come on out, Peter, walk on the water, when he noticed the waves and everything, that's when fear decided to roar its ugly head. And I wonder how many of us spend more time staring at the storm than looking to our Heavenly Father. Maybe today God is inviting us to lift our eyes again. Maybe he's saying, just breathe. I've still got you. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Again, another cliche verse, if you would, although I hate to use that word for any of God's word, because it's not cliche. But you get what I'm saying. This is another verse that has been read and shared time and time again. However, I want you to listen to this imagery. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Waiting is one of the hardest things that we can ever do, because nobody enjoys waiting. Again, we want instant gratification, right? We want answers now. We want healing now. Oh my gosh, I understand that, especially when somebody's suffering from a physical ailment, an illness, an injury, emotional, mental turmoil. We want that healing now. And I'm sure God understands, and that's his will, right? But you get the picture. We want open doors now. But God says strength comes while we wait on him. Waiting is not wasted, guys. Sometimes it's where God does his deepest work. I also think about Mary and Martha, right? Martha was busy serving. She was working hard. Nothing she was doing was bad. But you know what? She became so busy doing things for Jesus that she forgot to simply be with Jesus. Mary sat at his feet, right? Jesus said Mary had chosen the better part. That doesn't mean work isn't important. It just means that worship should come first, right? If we're too busy to spend time with God, then we're simply just too busy. Psalm 23, this is probably one of the most famous psalms in the entire Bible, aside from Psalm 100, which has been made into a song that we used to sing on occasion. We don't sing a whole lot anymore, and I don't know why, but Psalm 23 begins with these familiar words, right? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Right? Notice these words, right? Still waters, restoreth my soul. God doesn't usually restore us in chaos, right? He restores us in his presence. You know, sometimes we don't need to be listening to another podcast, another opinion, another notification, another meeting. Sometimes we just need a quiet place with an open Bible and an honest prayer. Just us and God. Even 5 or 10 minutes can change the direction of an entire day, right? Because the world says, keep going. But God says, come unto me. The world says, try harder. But God says, rest. The world says your value comes from what you accomplish. You know, it says in God's word that your value comes from whose you are. That's God Almighty. And before I close, I want to encourage all of us, including myself, this week, find a moment every day to slow down. Now, many of you are probably retired, and that's great. That gives you some time that I don't have to slow down. So I'm definitely encouraging this for myself as well. Put the phone down, turn off the TV, find a quiet place, sit with God, read some scriptures slowly, pray honestly, sit quietly, listen, and just breathe. Remember that God has never once been surprised by anything that you're facing, because he's already in tomorrow, and he's already working. He's already making a way. And while we're trying to hold everything together, he's been holding us all along. So I'm going to go with one final verse to really close out, and it's in Isaiah chapter 26. Verse 3 says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Perfect peace. Not because life is perfect, but because God is faithful. So whatever you're carrying at the moment, whatever burden you've walked in with, I mean that figuratively, because this is a virtual platform. But whatever uncertainty is weighing on your heart, you know, take a deep breath. Remember who God is. Remember that he's still on the throne. Remember that he still loves us, that he's still in control. And remember his gentle invitation. Be still, trust him, and just breathe. Amen. Gracious Heavenly Father, you're so good and kind to us. I pray that you will help us to slow down a little bit here and there. Because my goodness, Father, I don't think any of us has experienced life like this before. Once upon a time, we were just able to slow down and breathe a little bit. But, times do change and the world changes. Although you don't, your word doesn't. And your desire for us to live a fruitful and prosperous life, Father, also doesn't change. So we give you all the praise and the glory. And we say thank you in Jesus Christ's name.